All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, some of the ticket text, 3 o'clock. I'll give you my take on Michigan State. Mike, I know Shea hasn't played well. Do you think anything with 3 schemes and 4 years on 2 teams has messed with his ability? Sure. But then again, every change you made offensively is for him this year. I mean, you're not going to speed and space for anybody else. You think Harbaugh's trying to deflect and take the bullet for Gattis, or do you think he really believes the offense is close to hitting its stride? I don't go anywhere near inside Jim Harbaugh's head. I don't want to spend any time in that space. I just think most coaches up at the podium are used car salesmen. What's he going to say? Yeah, you're right, guys. Our offense sucks. We're nowhere close. You have to approach it that if you were getting paid $7 million and you primarily were beyond reproach, and anyone who asks a question at the press conference that would be, you know, a bone crusher will be escorted out. I mean, give me a break. I mean, Michigan's one step from the press of North Korea. I mean, Michigan's always run their stuff like that. How dare you come in here and do that? Somehow your access will be denied. I mean, it's just, look, Harbaugh is going to say whatever he has to say to get the press engagement over with. And if he were pressed on it, he would just say, you're too dumb to understand, in politer terms. Or he would go, next question. I mean, this is what coaches do. Next question. I mean, hell, did you see Pat Shurmur yesterday at the podium? Reporter asked a very legitimate question. Shurmur basically got passive aggressive with him. Coaches have a million outs. That's why press conferences are a waste of time, and I pity the standard media who have to attend them. The point is, if I were Jim Harbaugh, making $7 million, never have to answer a real question, and could mistreat the people who ask them with no accountability of my own, I would say my offense is close, and I've got plenty of evidence to suggest it, because I'll never have to show you that evidence. That's like saying David's a member of the Village People, and I can prove it, and I never have to give you the proof. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, you can do whatever you want with Harbaugh. I just don't think it matters. It's the same thing for Mark D'Antonio. He can go up and say whatever he wants to say. Find the inches. Chase it. It's the players. It's the refs. It's the execution. None of it matters. It's all theater. Press conferences are theater. They aren't real. They're not actual. One in a thousand nets an organic, legitimate response. Because coaches are so tightly wound, and they are coached, and they are protected, that you don't get anything real out of them. You get talking points and cliche. And if you strike a nerve, you get passive aggressive, or they shut down it, and it's a couple more for coach, and it's over. So his comment's a throwaway to me. It doesn't mean anything.
This whole thing is just absolutely pathetic right now. I think that I don't know how any Michigan fan can watch that game and be happy about it. Look, spare me the win is a win stuff, guys. I get it. They won whatever. But it's so mind-boggling how bad Michigan's offense is. I don't know how it's gotten this bad.
Because you went to a new scheme. Fit your personnel with an OC who's never called a play in his life, and your quarterback may actually stink.
Well, I think that's clear. I think Shea Patterson is not a good quarterback, and I'm done with Shea Patterson, man. I don't think he's any good. I don't think Michigan's ever going to win anything with him, and it's how many examples do we need? How many games do we have to see before people realize that Patterson isn't the guy, that Patterson just isn't very good, frankly? Look, Mike, there's plenty of blame to go around. I think if people want to point the finger ultimately at Harbaugh and say this is his problem, the offense is bad, that's true. Josh Gattis certainly doesn't seem like he's anything great. Shea Patterson is a huge issue. It's just that the whole thing has gotten to a point where it's, I don't know whether to laugh, whether to be pissed, or whether to just not care, because I think those three emotions are what Michigan fans are dealing with right now. I think a lot of Michigan fans have gotten to the point where they just don't really care. where they, how can you really get pissed? Because it just keeps happening, the same thing over and over with this lack of offensive productivity just keeps happening. It's so, like I said, mind-boggling, because there's no reason it should be this bad. There's no reason the offense should be this pathetic. You want to say the offense is bad, the offense is not good, fine, but that's even a whole level different than they are right now. They can't even move the football. They can't even score. 10-3. It's pathetic, for lack of a better term. It's absolutely pathetic right now.
Mike, it is. But understand something. This is kind of the fun part, is sometimes the schedule plays it out where you're either going to prove or get exposed. And I think Michigan already proved once. They're not a playoff team. But now it's really, are they any good at all? Iowa really isn't the litmus test, because I think Iowa stinks. It's still a big dub because, look, 10-3 could easily have been 13-3. I mean, was that a hideous game. But they won it, Mike. So in this case, you got to give them credit for just getting it done. They have 2 weeks to get a hell of a lot better offensively, or they're going to get pounded.
No, and I give
credit. So that's all I'm saying, is I don't need to go in on them today. They're already bleeding.
I give credit to the defense. Defense played great. Did exactly what they had to do and more. It just shouldn't be like that, though, where you're talking about a total bailout from one side of the ball. And can the offense do anything? Can they at least just put a few drives together? I feel like we're talking about Michigan State with how bad they've been the past couple years. But can Michigan's offense just do anything where they put together a few drives, put the ball in the end zone a few times? We're not asking to score 40, 40, 50 points, but at least put together a few good drives. Is that too much to ask? I don't get it. And in this whole Harbaugh thing, now he's the quarterback whisperer. He's the offensive guru. His tenure at Michigan, through several different offensive coordinators, through a handful and then some of quarterbacks, I never thought it would look this bad.
No, I mean,
this
look,
bad.
I think you could make the case was at its best with Jed Fish as its passing game coordinator. And it's never really gotten back to that. He tried it his way. It didn't work. How you go out and make this hire with Josh Gattis, who's never called a play in his life, and you don't even interview him, according to the report from The Athletic. I don't care about prior familiarity. I would never hire someone to come in and run my offense without a whiteboard session, without a full-on interview, without sitting down and talking about philosophy and talking about kind of, A, where are you now? Where are you in 18 to 24 months? What are your aspirations? What are you going to do with the talent here? Why are you right for the gig? You're talking a nice 3-4 hour sit-down, closed-door deal. The fact that allegedly it was a 20-minute phone call and the guy was hired by lunch, I'm sorry. That's red flags, no matter what industry you're in. So it doesn't surprise me that Josh Gattis isn't brilliant, but remember, he still works for Jim Harbaugh. It's
totally
the same reason that, as much as I hated Dave Warner, Warner still marched to D'Antonio's drum. That's the deal. And I think Harbaugh's fingerprints are still on this offense. It's just, it's clear.
And that's also the same reason why, if you think Patterson's the problem, that's ultimately Jim Harbaugh too. He's the one that went and got Patterson from Ole Miss. The one that has thrown Patterson in there, despite some stuff that you hear about the team maybe not rallying around the guy. It's the whole thing is just crazy to me. And yeah, you do have a quarterback where seems extremely indecisive, doesn't throw guys open, waits and waits to, he can hit a wide open receiver here and there, but he doesn't make plays. And that's the one thing you need if you're going to run an offense with a quarterback like that, is to have a playmaker out there. I don't think Shea Patterson's a playmaker. I think that's clear.
No, he's an overrated player who's still living off of what he did in 7-on-7 drills as a 15- and 16-year-old kid. He's not a high-level quarterback. I mean, put Shea Patterson and Justin Fields on the same field. Are you kidding me? One is a 5'10", low power 5 guy, system QB. The other's probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. Like, just stop. 248-539-9797. I want to get the people involved next. I want to make sure we kind of laid that out. And if you have thoughts on it, please feel free. Michigan State.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.